Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ today. Everyone is welcome to be here, and we're so glad that you are. We really treasure your attendance, your membership, your love, and just the fact that you care enough to be here. And most of all, the faith that brings you here. As Joshua said, every time after he heals someone, it's your faith that made you whole. So I just want to extend this warm welcome to everyone on a day that is actually pretty special to me. And I would think also to Yeshua too. On December the 5th, 1998, Love Without End was released to the world in a formal dinner occasion with entertainment, speakers, and well-wishers seeking to read the book for the first time, traveled from all over the world. We had a sit-down dinner for 365 people. It was an amazing event. And of course, the painting of the Lamb and the Lion was there as a featured exhibit, along with the very, very first clay to be ever painted of the Lamb and the Lion. And the speakers were just inspiring, enthralling, and just set our heart on fire what was to happen in the next 23 years, which is today. And on a personal note, it was special to me also because that's the night I met Larry. He had heard about the book being, in his own right, a great spiritual teacher. He had heard about the book being released, and he paid for the dinner tickets for 14 other people to be there. So they occupied an entire round table, and naturally, I went to meet them all, shake their hands, and I looked Larry in the eye for the first time. So, this is a very memorable day for me, and I think actually, it's a day when my life completely changed. I was no longer an itinerant speaker who just went around where I was called to tell people about our conversations. I took on a responsible lot to be there with the work of Yeshua, to be there with the work of this community. And I would think, really, truly, that those 365 people that showed up, which interesting represents the number of dates in a year, were the original members of our congregation. And many of them are still in our congregation as devoted friends, students, followers, and exponential distributors of the work and the words of Christ. So this is kind of a birthday, in a way, a very special birthday, December the 5th. And I have some very good news, too. My challenges are not all over, but an enormous piece of my challenge was miraculously awarded, complete, done. Only, I think it was 4 days ago. Was this Sunday? No, it was Friday. 3 days ago. I received a call. And actually, it was fairly late in the evening from one of the managers of the mortgage company that holds the note on my home. And I think most of you know that I have been struggling with issues in that regard and trying to sell my home rather than lose it. And that I got in deep over my head because of, well, first the storm, then the pandemic and Larry's declining health, which consumed all of our savings and most of our income. So that was a trauma that went on. Not just a financial trauma, but an emotional spiritual cathartic trauma that went on for almost 4 years. And I really couldn't see light at the end of the tunnel. I had faith, but I never acted one day as if it wouldn't be solved, but I had no idea how it would be. Well, in the evening, this manager called and said, Miss Green, can you speak with me for a few minutes? And I said, well, surely. You know, I speak with you people 3 times a week, and I'm always able and interested in throwing whatever I can into the mix for a better outcome. And the lady said, well, you know, I think I am that better outcome for you. They couldn't, the real problem in handling this award for you is that you were a bishop of the church. And so all of your income came through church help. And we really didn't know how to create the confirmation of that account or have the right to bring church bank accounts into the confirmation. We really didn't know how to work with that. And they called me in because my uncle was the bishop of a church. And I handled my uncle's account. So I came in and told them exactly how to work with that and how to understand everything you were going through and every point of financial legality that you had to cope with. And they said, well, finally, that makes sense. So they awarded you the new mortgage, and they canceled all the penalties and all the back payments. So you are free and clear up to the present. You just have to start your payments all over again. And I almost fell out of my chair. I have to tell you, I mean, it was a shock that rolled through the heavens. And I knew, without a doubt, it was Yeshua that did that. He knew how to find the person who could explain my situation to those people who were struggling on how to prove my income and how to understand my debt and how I got in debt and all of it. There's no one else who could have solved that. And I just looked at it. I just smiled from ear to ear. And I said, thank you so much. I know you did this. And I know you know I was trying my best. And I just couldn't take it any further. And he said, yes, I know. I took it that last mile for you. And so I've had a pretty good night's sleep the last 3 nights. It's not all completely solved because I do need to sell this home. I mean, it's really too big for one person my age to handle 2 acres, a huge workshop, a business, and a 3,200 square foot home. And not to mention a swimming pool that I just had to let run dry because I can't afford to keep it up. So yes, I still have to sell the home. But you know what? Once that other problem was solved, in the next 2 days, I got 2 offers on my home. It's not all settled, but they're really wanting to offer me my price. And one of them is actually hoping that I could stay here for 2 extra months because they want to sell their home in Dallas. And I go, oh my Lord, I don't think I could ask for more because that's really what I needed was to stay here another couple of months because the thought of moving out of here overnight was the next level of nightmare for me. So I just want to thank all of you for your prayers and for joining me every week in this blessing. Because as we give blessings to others, the blessings come back to us like bread on the water. And I want to offer this to you as confirmation to the fact that He's listening. He listens to everything. And He looks for ways of handling your situation that still allows you to be inside the infrastructure of your life. you see how this, I want you to understand how this is done, is nobody was going to listen to me if I stepped outside or tried to step outside the infrastructure of how banking is done or the infrastructure of how mortgages have to be handled. I had to be able to give them evidence that was meaningful to them inside the infrastructure they operated. But I couldn't do that, and I didn't know how to do it. Well, Yeshua did. And so he brought in another layer of intelligence, an infrastructure that he could provide that then interlocked with what they needed to know. Sometimes we have to wait for that to happen. And that's why the Bible says, you know what? For the sake of getting this information to all of you, I'm going to look up sometime, real soon, how many times it says in the Bible the phrase, waiting on the Lord. It's in there a whole bunch of times, and I don't mean just 10 or 12. It's in there almost every chapter in the Bible. And I think it's because everyone who has cultivated a personal, faith-driven relationship to God or to Yeshua or the Holy Spirit has learned the providential intelligence of this universe and its many layers of infrastructure and how they have to coordinate and how they have to interlock and come about in a time that gets the results that are necessary. Now, sometimes Yeshua could just lay hands on to someone and the energy of his body being both divine and human created that connection of infrastructure. And the person just got up and walked away. But because of the world and the complex world we live in, it's not always that easy. We have to devote ourselves to that, to the cultivation of many layers of intelligence that have to work together. Many layers of faith, of emotional passion, of spiritual confidence, and of personal belief and self-esteem that we know we are worthy of a miracle, that we know that we are loved, and that God will not fail us. We just have to know that, and it does make all the difference. So, it was my delight and my celebration on this day, December the 5th, 23 years later, and 23 makes 5. Okay, so December the 5th, 23 years ago, that's when we really, really started and founded this community. And it's been growing ever since in many ways. First of all, through the book. Secondly, through the many study groups that started. So many people founded and conducted study groups all over the world. And then they would ask me to travel to speak to their study group or their church. I would do it. The community was growing. And more communities were developed. And the communities began to provide and provoke more infrastructure, shall we say, for receiving and asking more things from Yeshua. I would go there with certain things to present, and they would ask 20 more questions that I came prepared to answer, and I would just turn my head up to him and say, "Want to give me some answers?" And he would. Fortunately, these meetings were, in most cases, they were recorded and transcribed. Those recordings and transcriptions gave further messages for him that became the book, The Key of Yeshua. So it's been growing through the years. And I am just delighted and thrilled and taken to my knees for the privilege of being here. And the delight is telling you about my miracle. So, I want to hear from you. All right. How, Jerome, you're on first.
Blessings. Hi, Jerome, up here in Minnesota where it's snowing now. But that's all okay.
Oh,
but thank you for showing how the universe and Christ and Jesus can help each one of us. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. And keep up with your tremendous, tremendous, tremendous faith and light and love and peace and joy for all of us.
It's my joy. And, you know, every day that I do something that helps someone else, my faith is made stronger.
Yeah.
So we are reflecting back upon each other like loving human mirrors. And that reflection makes each one of us stronger.
Good.
So,
your address is P.O. Box 1744, Aransas Pass, Texas, 78335.
It is.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It is.
I'll send you some blessings, too.
Well, just a note that said, laugh and I love you would be fine.
I love you always and forever, and keep up the good work.
Okay, my dear friend. And we're going to open the line to Christopher. Christopher, you're there.
Oh, Glenda. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm standing on the most epic coastline right now above the ocean, sending everybody blessings from this beautiful, majestic nature. And celebrating with you, Glenda, I cannot tell you how excited I am to hear your story. I'm overjoyed. And, oh my God, sometimes I pray so hard for you at night when I focus on asking Yeshua and God to work a miracle for you. And I can't imagine how many people around the world are doing the same thing.
Well, he listened.
So I'm just
rejoicing. And he found a way to get it done. And I actually understand from this person I talked with that the bankers and the mortgage company were pretty obstinate about not accepting my submission until she spoke with them. So your prayers worked. Yeshua listened. The Holy Spirit conveyed. And by the grace of God, stubbornness was lifted.
And you know what you said, Glenda, about how you said it so beautifully, and I want to go back and listen to it again. I want to send it to friends. How the power of the Holy Spirit and Christ, his healing blessings work, and how we must, he provides a space where we can remain sovereign and engaged in a direct way, in a tangible way, in our own
mm-hmm.
process of, you know, working through the quandaries and accessing the healing in our life, in all the aspects of our life. And, just the, like you said, the different levels of faith that must be accessed, and how sometimes that comes through struggling and coming up against a lot of dead ends, and always having that joyful hope of waiting on the Lord, the hope of just knowing based on his character and his promises, the history of what has occurred in our lives, like you said, having that hope the whole time, even in the midst of those challenges. And I'm tracking it with you that it's no coincidence that this happens 23 years after pretty much the founding of the church, and it's because of you being bishop and of a church that all of this became possible, this miracle that you're saying, just to see the culmination of so many years of toil and effort and love and service, and oftentimes, you know, having to face quandaries and overcome them, that allowed this profound manifestation to occur. And I get the sense for myself that God doesn't allow those things to occur sometimes unless and until we go through the challenges and confront those challenges so deeply that we learn on a soul level, on an emotional level, on a mental level.
Yes.
How powerful
yes.
That faith is.
Christopher, we all have so much to learn. We all have so much to learn. And one of the most powerful gifts we have is that of patience and listening.
Mm.
Just patience and listening. Really, it's amazing how much you can learn with those two skills. With that skill set, I should say. the people I couldn't get through to, I couldn't make a point with, those were not bad people. They were people just dedicated to their industry and dedicated to doing everything correctly according to the infrastructure of their industry. But I couldn't penetrate, you know? And so I just had to wait and ask for help and continue and never drop my guard, never drop down. There wasn't a week I didn't call the three times. Really, you know? And just whatever they asked for, I would send. Okay, you want that? All right, I'll send it. They probably became exasperated with me. They probably thought they would wear me down. They didn't.
Patience and forbearance. Oh,
that's right.
Perseverance. Oh, Glenda, I'm just so happy. That's why I chimed in so early, because I just felt this joy of gratitude to God and for blessing you in these ways, and also the burden lifted, and then opening the door for potential buyers, and the prayer for you to, awesome, one step at a time, and to feel that clarity about where you're going and to have those doors open. Mm-hmm. As
well, now that I don't have. I do not know where I'm going.
May it
that's
be so
okay.
That you do. Yes.
That's okay. He knows. That's all that matters.
Oh, thank you so much. I just wanted to celebrate with you and also
thank you
celebrate
very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for everything. And I also just want to, with everyone here, celebrate Advent. This is my favorite time of the year. And the power of consciously preparing for that arrival, it's just so sacred to me. And just thank you to everybody in this community for being on the team with me, and blessings to everybody in this Advent season for us to open our hearts even more to the miracle of His birth in our hearts and in the world.
Amen.
Thanks, Glenda.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Nancy, your line is open. Hello, dear one.
Thank you. I was just sitting here celebrating with you this wonderful blessing, and I'm just so delighted for you. This is wonderful. And actually, it's not one step over the challenge, but you even got the second step with the interested buyer. So it's unfolding, and it's unfolding in God's time. So thank you, God.
It is.
It's wonderful.
It is.
Now, I wanted
to... And you know...
Pardon?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, we probably had 40 lookers with no one interested in making an offer until I got this news. And then we had three lookers in a row, and two of them are going to take it off.
That's right. All of a sudden, it goes slow, and then all of a sudden, you're on the fast track.
Well, that's it.
Once
one big door is open, that's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I just want to remind everyone the importance of progressing in sequence. Sometimes we want to reach for the brass ring when really we need to first get on the merry-go-round.
Exactly. Yes, and we have
to. Then maybe find the horse we want to ride and then reach for the brass ring.
Exactly, exactly. Glenda, I also wanted to let you know that I don't know if you remember, because you get so many requests for things from the store, but I wanted to let you know that my friend got her birthday present. She called me right away. She was trying to figure out what that package on her doorstep was, because she thought she had had everything she had ordered. But she opened it up, and I could hear the tears of joy in her voice. She was so pleased to receive it. And I wanted to remind everyone what a terrific gift Love Without End is, especially the 20th anniversary edition. She didn't have it. She had read the book, of course, and studied it in detail in the study group, but she didn't have the 20th anniversary copy. So she just got it, and, oh, wow, it was terrific. And I wanted you to know how happy she was in getting it.
That's great.
So thank you so much. I wish you could have, I wish you could have heard her on the phone. It was just a delight. So thank you.
I would have loved it. Yeah.
I would have. And she didn't even read Love Without End until she was like 80 years old. And, you know, she says it changed her life. And, of course, it changes everybody's life. So wonderful.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And because when you get that direct connection with him, it's like, oh, it's like that big door opens.
It is, and it's so joyful, and, oh, so warm, so comforting. There's so many words that we find coming through our hearts as we read the information, but I don't want to take up any more time, but I wanted to share that with you because I knew you would just love to hear it. And thank you again.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for all of your support and your contributions.
Oh, Glenda, it's a small thing compared to what is happening. It's just timing. But I so appreciate your work and the shift in my life that it has made, of course. So, you know, I have a saying sometimes, if it's a little tough, I say, bless it always, for the love of God is within me and surrounds me. Let my joy be so triumphant that I rest in God and say, amen. So,
amen. Amen.
Thank you, and goodbye, so someone else can get it.
Goodbye. You take care now, okay?
You too. Yes.
Be well.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Iman, I'm going to open your line now.
Aloha.
Hello.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha. I always look forward to this Sunday blessing, and I thank you for your love and presence and the community of, just full of love and heart. Thank you so much. I would like to ask a blessing for my husband and I as we are moving from this current, you know, home that we're living in to a new transition. I don't really know. I ask for clarity. And blessing that we have the right home to live in that is, you know, full of light and love and sacredness, and that we move through this transition in peace and ease and protected in every way. So I ask for that with all my heart.
Okay. Iman, you have it.
Thank you.
From my heart to yours, you have it. And it's interesting, we're going through some similar travels on the path this time of our life.
In a way, I am grateful, yes. But also, it's such a, for me, it's a growing process as well on the spiritual internal level, which I'm uncovering for myself. So it's like, it's a reflection. The outside is kind of like forcing me to look at my true purpose, and I am looking at that, and I chose to do that, actually, to live my purpose. And of course, I ask for blessing on that as well. Because I have denied it for so long, and now I'm actually face to face with it, and I choose to go to do that, because everything that I've ever read about what Master Yeshua has taught us is to be the love that we are. And the only duty that we have to ourselves and to the world and to God is to fulfill our purpose, to be the love that we are. And there's nothing else more than that. So I took that to heart, and I said, that's it, you know, the last chapter of my life, this is all I'm going to be doing. And I pray for blessings on this as well. Amen.
That's great. Thank you so much, Iman, and many, many blessings to you. Okay, we are going to open our line to Jean. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Glenda and everyone. This is Jean. And Glenda, I appreciate everything that you do. And I'm on the call almost every single week. I called in a number of months ago because I was going to have like 5 hours of dental work. And actually the dental work went really well, except it took about 45 minutes to get started because my body was so churned up that the dentist wanted to make sure that I was calmed down enough before he started working on me. And so I'd like to be placed on the blessing list. I have another 6-hour appointment scheduled for this Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central Time. And I feel like the actual dental work should go smoothly. I feel that way. But I need to be calm as I approach it, and I need to be calm so that he can feel confident. My blood pressure was like extremely high last time. So I need to be calm so that, you know, so that he'll work on me. So I've been praying about it, and I've been telling myself that Jesus has sent him to me to be my dentist. I feel he's competent and kind. I'm getting tearful, but I feel like he's the right dentist for me, and I'm just trying to.
He was very aware of your needs. He was very aware of your needs.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're developing a relationship with him, and you're developing your own experience of positive results. So just focus on those things. Focus on everything positive in the days ahead.
Okay.
That's what you do. Because it's usually stress or anxiety that drives your blood pressure up. So just crank up your faith, but not just faith in the unknown. Have faith in the perpetuity of things you've already observed, such as you have a caring dentist.
Yes.
You have had a good experience so far. You went through it. God and the Holy Spirit carried you through it, got good results. So place your confidence in the continuity of all those good things.
Okay.
And take it off of the unknown. We can't control the unknown. God can, but that's because it's not unknown to him. You know, when something is unknown, you can't control it. But the ones who can see it can control it. So the Holy Spirit and Yeshua and God and your angels and your guides and even the universe that understands the way your body is built all can see into the future. And they can control for you.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Okay, yes, thank you very much. Yeah.
Sure. You know, I have eventually taught myself to know that when I'm looking into the unknown, I'm not the answer. I'm not the answer if it's unknown. But that wisdom and that intelligence tells me to look for something or somebody that is the answer. Just like
yes.
in my miracle with the mortgage, it wasn't me that pulled in this manager whose uncle was a bishop. But somebody pulled her in, and it took somebody who knew what the answer was in order to get the answer provided. So there are those who know the answer to all your questions. Let them be in control.
Okay.
And don't impose your anxiety and your unknown on it, because you're not the answer if it's unknown to you.
Right. Okay.
But
okay.
But some things
right.
are known to you because you got through it very well before.
Right.
Okay.
And I didn't even take aspirin afterwards. I mean,
right.
I had a root canal and a gingivectomy and a whole bunch of other stuff, and it was a little bit uncomfortable. The pain's not what bothers me. It's the blood pressure thing. But I didn't even have to take aspirin afterwards, you know.
That's great.
So, yeah, okay. But it's not under my control. I had a good experience, and I can surrender to the process and know that the angels and Jesus are in control. And the dentist
That's
is
right.
competent.
They're in control, yeah. and they know what to do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, that's good. You're going to have a good experience. And I'm really, really happy for you that you're going to have a good experience and get through this. And we want to hear from you after your success, okay? So
okay.
we want to hear from you.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Now we have a caller. Well, actually, Elizabeth has been on the call for quite some time. Elizabeth, I'm going to open your line.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I am just so happy for you. I was calling to just thank you for all the blessings. My sister, Virginia, I've been praying for her because she's in a similar place, selling her house and another place out in Arizona, and it's just all working out perfectly in God's time, and I was just calling to thank you and everyone on the call, and of course Yeshua, for making this happen in God's time, not our time. And the way things mm-hmm. are lining up synchronistically is just amazing. And then you come on and tell us about this amazing story for you, and it's just, I'm overwhelmed with just joy for you, for my sister, and even my brother called from Australia last weekend, and his life is changing, and he needs to move in April, and something's come up for his life that is wonderful for him. So thank you. It's
you
just,
are welcome.
You are the best teacher I've ever come across for faith. After being with you for so long, my faith has got so much stronger, and with your story and my sister Virginia's story just all happening at the same time, my faith is just so strong now, and prayer really does work. It really works, and everything Jeffrey said, I reiterate that. I've learnt so much about myself and how we wait on the Lord. Isn't there a saying, just wait on the Lord and out of your control, let those of higher consciousness help us and our angels. And it all just, it works. Everybody, it works. And I'm just so happy. And that's really why I was on the call today. And I just would like to ask a blessing for my friend Brent Broussard, who's in the hospital in Lafayette, Louisiana, who's going through a really rough time. Just blessing for him for his healing process. And and thank you from the bottom of my heart for being such a strong, wonderful, amazing human being, showing so many of us how to live in God's light and how to understand it and how to have faith that we are all looked after 24 hours a day, and we just have to relax and know and understand and ask and wait, and all will come.
Yes, we do. We do.
Thank you.
And you are so welcome. And I'll say again, as I have many times, I'm just human. But, you know, that's not such a doggone bad thing to be. Because we were created as children of God. What an awesome gift that is. Now, the other thing I want to say, because, you know, kids, all the way, including us, all the way back to toddlers, when we don't get what we want immediately, sometimes we throw a little tantrum. Isn't that true? You know, anybody who's a grandparent knows that. Anybody who's been a parent knows that. And you know it from your own life, because we don't see it so much for ourselves. We don't even think of it as a tantrum. But elevating that up to our relationship with God, the one thing God does not empower is our impatience. I don't remember one single passage in the Bible that said God has honored and strengthened my impatience. I don't think it's ever been there. And I think there's a very, very good reason for it, because it's through our patience that we learn to call upon not only higher forces in creation and the universe, but higher depths of awareness in ourselves. Patience is really the millstone of enlightenment. It's what allows us to have enough space and time to become enlightened about the process of living. So, you know, we are children. We will get impatient, and that's okay. It's not an unforgivable sin, but it certainly is one we need to wash away, because it's only through our patience that we really gain the level of understanding we need about life. And whenever we apply that to our lives, we will be honored. God's very proud of his kids when we are that way. Has there ever been a parent who wasn't proud of their kids for being the best they could be? I don't think so. I don't think so. So, thank you, Elizabeth, for your words of affirmation and confirmation and all the joy and success that you're bringing into your life and the life of others. It means a lot to all of us, because we see in your success our success, which is also assured. Okay, now we've got more people, more delightful community members. And we have one from Hawaii. Lihu? Is it Lihau? I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Hawaii? And you are on. Oh, no. You're on.
Hello. Am I
Hello?
On?
Hello. You are.
Hi, my name is... Oh, thank you. My name is Judith, and I'm a friend of Jean Marie's, who I think most of you know. She's such a bright light.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling for an ongoing blessing for her. She has called in hospice. She's having trouble breathing, can hardly move. Things are shutting down. So I'm just calling to ask everyone who knows her or even doesn't know her, you'd love her if you did, to please pray for her as she continues on her journey.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
So sorry to hear this, Jim, but I know how she suffered. She's called me several times. And yes, she is in my heart and in my prayers.
Thank you.
And give her my love, please.
I will. And thank you all for praying for her so much. She's such a wonderful person. Thank you.
Amen. And she's a blessing giver, too. So she has offered the blessing to many, many people for many years. And she really deserves her bread on the water coming back. So just please tell her to relax.
I will.
We'll all be done. And that
and
we love her.
And as many said, in God's timing.
Yes.
But I hate to see her suffering so much. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you, Judith. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And being here on her behalf. Aloha.
Yes.
All right. Well, Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community.
And you know, we have so many alohas today.
I noticed the aloha spirit.
Yeah, we had a real aloha day. Uh-huh.
Yes. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful way I feel, and I say it when I teach with my students, colleagues, everyone knows I come in with aloha. And to me, it's a way to say God and to call God, but to not be denominational or exclude anybody. So it's so beautiful, aloha spirit. And
it's also
God,
very calming.
Glenda. Yes, isn't
Thank
it?
You.
Peace and aloha. Yes. Peace and aloha. Yes, God, victory. So, and so much joy to hear your miracle. And thank you so much for showing us, teaching us of how to have faith and how to wait on the Lord and how to have such compassion and love in your heart. You teach us so much. And I wanted to say, too, your laughter is so beautiful. You always honor Jerome's laughter, and we all do. And you have it, too. You do it with joy. And so it's just so uplifting. And thank you so much, and happy birthday. And I wanted to ask, yes, and I wanted to ask for a special blessing for dear friends of mine, Tracy and Deborah. And Tracy has a diagnosis of brain cancer, and so hold them in prayer. And I want to ask a special blessing from Yeshua for a free exchange of information between people and no censorship, to just have us be able to share with each other in good faith and share with integrity, share our truth, no deception, but to let that flow freely between people.
Oh, yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah.
You.
It's always good to hear from you. And, you know, you brought up a point that I think it's so important. Because as we love one another, that love comes back to us. And sometimes when we witness the blessings other people receive, we can think, well, am I being left out? Has God forgotten about me? Why am I not receiving a blessing? And it's actually easy to think that, because like I said, we are we're children, we're kids, you know, and sometimes we do TikTok in our own mind, you know, and we'll sit on our worry pot, you know, and worry about, well, what do I have to do to get God's attention? You don't have to do anything to get God's attention. What you have to do is to make yourself ready to receive. And I have found one of the best ways to make yourself ready to receive is to examine how other people receive. How were they? In what state of mind were they? In what state of heart were they that they received? How did they open up to receive? You know, but in order to do that, you've got to be glad that they did. You've got to thank God for an example. Thank you for showing me how magnificent your gifts are and how they can change the lives of another person.
And I'm going to say something else, that it's about kid think too. And that is, we're afraid to change. That's a common human emotion. We are afraid to change because we don't know what's on the other side of change. Whether it's moving our residence, getting a different job, moving into a relationship. So many times, marriages break up the week before the marriage occurs. And then they get back together and they work it all out and it's fine. But somebody gets cold feet. Why? Not because they don't love their partner. It's because they're afraid of change. People sometimes go into panic before a child is born. Not because they're not prepared to love that child. They go into a state of panic because of the change that's going to happen in their life. We're all afraid of change, even if it's good.
Yep.
In fact, I want you to think about something. Everybody, think about this. What if you won the lottery? Just what if? Okay? And let's say it was for $3 million. What would you do? I would suggest, probably, you're not going to tell anybody right away. Because you don't want those forces changed on you. Okay? I would suggest probably you're going to put that money in the bank and do nothing with it for 3 to 6 weeks until you've had a chance to talk to your accountant, so you shared it privately with your family. What do we do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this could wreck our life or it could change our life. What do we do with it? You see what I'm saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all afraid of change. And that is the biggest barrier. The biggest barrier to receiving. And that's why sometimes we have to receive in sequence to get us prepared for the big change that comes when what we really want happens. So often the first miracle in a health problem is finding the right doctor, having the right conversation, getting the right confidence that something can be done. And then the next step is arresting the progress of an illness, a disease, or whatever is the situation. You arrest the progress and you're saying, oh, what a relief. I mean, I thought I was going to die 6 weeks from now and now. You know, I've got at least a year to figure this out. You see? It goes in sequence.
Yeah.
You're ready to make the changes.
Yeah.
This is what faith does for you. It makes you ready for the change. Okay?
Yeah.
And you learn this from watching other people receive blessings, receive miracles, receive progress in their life. We learn from them. We do.
Yeah.
You get a new job. Most people are scared to death showing up the first day on their new job. It's true. It's a fact. Are people going to resent me?
Yeah.
Are they going to work with me? Am I going to do a good job? Am I going to like my boss?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're moving to a new neighborhood. Are the neighbors going to like me? Am I going to like them?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be scared of my dog? You know, the list goes on. The list goes on and on, my friends. And so when we are grateful for the blessings given to others, a door opens for us to appreciate their blessings. We learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we grow with them, and we go with them upstairs to a better place for ourselves as well. Okay. Well, okay. Sarah, and you're most definitely in my prayers and blessings. And we see our darling Susan Rebellion on the call. Hello, dear.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Glenda. First and foremost, thank you for sharing a wonderful story and turning of a page for your life. And my gosh, it won't be long before the house is sold and it will be revealed to you where you're going. But on your journey, I mean, that you share always, just what's going on with you, whether it's a time when you're nervous or a time when things opened up. It's just so wonderful, and it inspires me to do the same. So I want to thank you for that. And then I want to say that I went to I went with my family to a Hanukkah party last night, and my middle son has one child, and between himself and his wife, to me, they're doing things that, make me very concerned. Especially my daughter-in-law, she kind of equates love with a lot of buying, and that's part of it. And the other thing is she has some compulsive issues about the shopping and the buying. And last night, my other two boys chipped in for a beautiful gift for their child. And the kids were, so it was one gift. And the other kids were opening up a few things, and he flipped out because he only got one, but he equated it to thinking that, and he's only five, that the other, that he didn't get a lot, they don't love him, because that's what's going on in his house. And it concerns me. I right away get into fear and think about down the road the possible results from something like this. And I said, oh, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. I have to. And then you're not powerless, Susan. You put light around, you're not powerless. That fear is coming from this. Nothing I can do about it. I said, oh, yes, there is. There is prayer. And they need a lot of prayers. And that's it. I was just going to listen the whole time. But you spoke about parents. You spoke about children. You spoke about tantrums. And I went, boom, there you go. You got to get on and ask for help. And his parents, son, Matthew, and his wife, Alyssa. I'm intuitive, And I come from a lot of addictive personalities. My one that I have an addictive. It's funny, last night I said, oh, I am. I heard myself say in my mind driving home, and guidance came. He says, you are not. You have. We need you to say you are not an addictive personality, but you have an addictive personality. There is a world of difference between. I knew immediately. I said, right, thanks for the correction. But I see this tendency. And I'm concerned about his wife, himself, and this kid. I'm very concerned. So I need help. I need help with some prayers here. I really do.
We will hold them. We will hold them in our prayers and our blessings. And just keep in mind that this is just a setup for many important lessons that child will need to learn. We all have lessons to learn in life.
True, and that came true as well.
And sometimes we are set up years in advance of the learning with what we will need to learn. And he may need to learn this in order to have a more productive relationship with his parents.
Yeah, I thought about that too, and I said, Susan, you can't.
He will learn. He's young, and he will learn. We think of children being imprinted, but they can be imprinted in several different directions, and then they have a choice about which one sticks. So sometimes the great power in life is having a choice and then making the right one. We never forget it. When we make the right choice, it sticks. So pray and hold him in the light and give him little lessons that become your opportunity to talk about without forcing it. Because in due time, he will learn. He will learn. He'll be faced with it, and he will make the right choices. He's a new generation, and don't expect that he will repeat the flaws or the gifts of his parents. He'll be different. Every generation is unique.
Okay, thanks.
You sound a little discouraged. I didn't say the right thing.
No, no, you did. You did. You did. No, absolutely, you did.
You can't intervene right now. This is a little boy.
Absolutely.
And his close connection in the world is his mommy and daddy. And he just has to go through that. Then the time will come when grandma gets to have her state of influence. And you will. You will. And other factors in life, children that he will meet and love and, other factors that will bear upon his life.
Thank you for trust and faith. This is about, that's really, the
truth. Yes, it
always,
is.
This is not, that's what I say, always comes back to me. I said, what's going on, Susan? There is power, there is prayer, and there's also trust and faith, Susan. And that's what I need to
That's
strengthen.
Why.
It's just showing
and
you
sometimes,
how I need to strengthen that.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the hardest direction for faith is toward the ones that are the most dear to us, especially if they're vulnerable, like a little child. Oh, it becomes very hard. We want to see results now. We don't want to see that go down the road, you know? But God's in charge. Give that character. And just let him know you're available for him to use whenever he can. Okay?
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And
well, we've got to nuzzle duck. happy everything to
right.
you. And I know it will be. You've got a wonderful way of making things happy, Susan.
Thank you. As do
so
you.
Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it, and the happiness will come back to you and all the ones you love.
Thank you.
Sure. And Tina, I see you're on the call. Oh, my gosh. It's after 4. We need to move on to our blessing. But I just had to open your line, Tina, so I could say hi. And so glad you're here.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Yes, I'm so glad I'm here, too. And I'm so happy to hear the good news. I see rainbows all over. It's just so wonderful that things, prayers being answered. And, yeah, I'm very grateful. Very happy to hear the good news, and I'm very grateful. I'm receiving blessings as well. I have received so many blessings that I'm prayed for. So I'm just expressing my gratitude, you know, to everyone and
that's
blessings
great.
I've received.
So let's just create some more blessings. How about that?
Yeah, I ask for blessings. I'm planning to move also, and I'm asking for blessings with that. That this will
okay.
be all in alignment.
Okay. That's happening for a lot of us in the community. A lot of movement going on. And that's a good thing. It really is. Okay. Well, everybody, let's get in this place of peace within ourselves. And just relax. Be in this place where we are completely content with what is happening now, with everything in our life now. Because now is really all we have. And now is the seed for everything that shall come. And now is the blackboard which we can erase from everything that came before. Now is where the power is. So just take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose because that expands the diaphragm and takes your inhaled air even deeper and hold it. Cleanse away everything in your body and then exhale through your mouth because that's the best way of releasing. Okay. The best way of acquiring is through your nose. The best way of releasing is through your mouth. Just remember that. Take another in-breath as deep as you can hold it. Feel the love. Feel the presence of God. Feel the energy of creation. Feel the awesomeness of the universe that is in you, around you, and as you. You are the universe in microscopic form. Hold breath and release it into the larger expanse of the universe. Inhale more. Hold it and release it. And once again, continue your breath as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Elder Brother to us all, the one who came to unite heaven and earth, to make all things on earth, behold and accept the power of heaven. And all things in heaven, to accept the realities of earth, to help move us up to a higher level than we ever thought possible. We thank you for instilling in us a seed of faith, which like the seed within an acorn has the power to become a mighty oak if we are willing to be patient on its growth, if we are willing to sink the roots, if we are willing to reach for the light and receive the nourishment, the soil, and the water, and allow all things to work together alchemically to form this incredible miracle of life. We become the mighty oak that can withstand all the storms of life, reach to the heavens, and then provide a home for the birds and the squirrels and every other life form that can be sheltered by us. We are part of the ever united heaven and earth. Help each one of us on this call to see that and to know that everything we receive from heaven shall nourish the earth. And the earth will then give us strength to reach further and further into the great, wondrous light of heaven. Build that unity for us, that the miracles of that unity may transform our lives into so much more than we ever expected, into being all that it can be, and all that it was created to be by our Heavenly Father. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for seeing more in us than we ever could see in ourselves. And for giving us each other, that we may and grow together and teach one another and live together in a loving family, community, to be brothers and sisters upon this earth and to bring in your time, in the time of God, in the time of the Holy Spirit, heaven to earth and earth transformed by heaven. And as we wait for the fulfillment of that, we thank you that we can appreciate every day these amazing blessings you give us to give witness to the power of this promise, the inevitability that this promise will be fulfilled. All these things we ask in your blessed name, and we are here to receive a blessing today, according to the prayer of each person. we are in your loving heart, as you are in our heart, loving forever. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to go and finish receiving. Rest. Be quiet. Don't talk to anyone. Just lie quietly. Don't even think. Don't even pray, because it will be worse, unless your prayer is just simply a sweet state of surrender. That's okay. Just receive. That's your job now. Just receive. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I wish you a very happy week. Bye-bye for now.